Clinical presentation, we were just discussed that there will be history of an acute herpes zoster reactivation, and usually it commences in the 3 months after the acute infection. So we describe this post-herpatic neuralgia as a pain that persists beyond the 3 months of the initiation of the infection. So usually ये कहते हैं कि जब vesicular eruption होती है उसके साथ तो pain होता है, लेकिन अगर ये pain beyond 3 months persist करे तो फिर हम label करते हैं post herpetic neuralgia. The pain can be either spontaneous or continuous, deep aching and throbbing pain, or we can label it as burning, lancinating pain or paroxysm of burning pain. Provoked by non-noxious stimulus such as contact with clothing or changes in the temperature. Intensity is exacerbated by physical and emotional stress and elevated by relaxation. Sometimes the patient may have a profound sensory loss in the area of the maximum pain as well, which is known as anesthesia dolorosa, that besides pain there will be no sensations felt in that affected area. While the others may have a profound allodynia with a minimal sensory loss. So बाकी के sensations के लिए भी आप ज़रूर examine करके देखते हैं in that affected area. Mostly जो burning pain होती है ना, it is triggered by even touch, especially trigeminal area में. Then differential diagnosis में trigeminal neuropathic pain due to the other causes has to be ruled out. कॉम्प्लिकेशंस में वही होगा कि इसका बहुत ज़्यादा इफेक्ट होता है इन द इम्पैक्ट ऑफ लाइफ, कॉजिंग डिप्रेशन, आइसोलेशन एंड पोअर स्लीप. द डिजीज कोर्स सेज दैट इट इज़ यूजुअली लास्ट फॉर सेवरल मंथ्स, सो इट इज़ क्रॉनिक. फॉर द मैनेजमेंट यूजुअली वी बिगिन विद द टॉपिकल लाइडोकेन इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ पैच और टॉपिकल लाइडोकेन जेल और समथिंग, so that the pain is relieved for some time. But mostly when the patient comes in the skin affected area of the skin comes in contact with any surface like bedding or clothing, then the pain will be triggered. The patches that is lidocaine patches can be worn for 12 to 18 hours and should be used daily for about 3 to 4 weeks till the pain becomes milder on its own. Besides this, systemic first line medications can be used like antidepressant medication, tricyclic antidepressants, for example nortriptyline or gabapentin, pregabalin. As a second line treatment, depending upon whether an antidepressant or antiepileptic was used as a first line or not, if it was not used as a first line, then it will be used as a second line treatment. And the third line, opioid analgesia and tramadol can be used for a shorter period of time. Usually, systemic corticosteroids are not effective at all, and that's why they shouldn't be prescribed. Yes, when the herpes infection begins, then the high doses of acyclovir, that is 800 mg 5 times a day for 7 days, should be started. It not only reduces the severity of the complications, but also help in preventing it to some extent, or at least decreasing the duration of the complications, especially post-herpatic neuralgia. So besides acyclovir, which is used as a preferable treatment, we can use other antiviral treatment as well, such as famciclovir or valacyclovir in a high doses. Vaccine has also been developed that decreases the incidence of both herpes zoster reactivation and post-herpetic neuralgia, and that is why those elderly who give a history of herpes in the past, they should be vaccinated with a vaccine.